Well, it's always nice to catch up with some of our Chicago-based golf companies, and joining Golfers on Golf again is the founder and designer of all of the great Golftini clothes, Susan Hess. And Susan, welcome back to Chicago. You've been in Florida and California and Vietnam and everywhere lately, and finally get a chance to probably sit down in your own house for a change.
Yeah, it's exciting to be back. I feel like I'm catching up with life and work, and my trips were life and work, but now I'm like home and I can get back on my routine, and it feels good to see my people at work and just get back in it. So kind of an exhausting whirlwind, really cool 4 weeks, but like I said, exhausting whirlwind of a cool 4 weeks, but Vietnam was really, really interesting to see from the golf perspective.
Well, Susan, a special year for Golftini, your 20th anniversary. Can you believe it's been 20 years since you decided to start making women's golf apparel? Has it flown by, or is 20 years seem like 30 years?
Oh my God, 20 years feels like 3 years. It really, I can't even really get my head around how quick it went, how it happened. Like, just, it was one kind of grind, surprise, luck, stress, like every week of these 20 years, always like a nice little surprise of something during the week to like kind of keep you going, and some kind of challenge to keep you going. So I kind of feel like as I built this and, you know, hired more people, and now I'm hiring people that are like better at things that I'm not good at, which I totally recognize and appreciate their help, is so fabulous for me. And I'm learning things still every single day that I didn't really know. But it's been a really cool, fun journey. And two out of my three boys now work for me as adult children, which is really fun to watch them grow and see how they treat me and treat their peers. And it's just, as a mother, it's like maybe the biggest accomplishment to watch that. And I never thought that that would be a thing. And it has been. And it's really, really, really the most fun part of my life right now is watching all that go down.
Well, I'm sure they take a lot of pride in trying to advance their mom's dream and her life's work, or probably what seems like your life's work. And you've been doing it for 20 years, but in some ways you've probably been doing it a little bit longer, because there was, I'm sure, a lot of thought that went into starting off and in doing this kind of stuff before you even did it.
I wish that there was, and I just listened to a podcast the other day about starting a business with purpose and or just starting a business. And most people like just start because there's a need. But then what this podcast says, and kind of what I naturally did without even hearing this podcast, is then you figure out how to actually run a business, because the idea was the fun part, right? And I'm solving a need and other people liked it and that's all great. But then the business part of it is what kind of can take over unless you have a good plan. I put my plan together as I went along because I didn't know it was going to work. I didn't, you know, I just wanted a sport and I wanted to play golf, and that's what I was doing. And I couldn't find the sport, so I didn't play as much golf as I'd like to, but I played all over the world now through my business, with friends that I've met, business people that I've met. So it is, like I said, crazy, stressful, fun, exhausting, exhilarating, all in the same week. All those feelings and emotions can happen most weeks. So every day is a different day. And like I said, I've kind of, you know, talked to some women at the show that, you know, had their plan, and young girls getting into it, and they totally have a plan. And I've since spoken with them a couple times after the show, and they've, you know, asked me questions, and, you know, I'm like, you guys have to like not hold on to your exact plan because things change. So it's a great starting point. I wish I would have had one to start, but you have to shift as you learn and see how your business takes off, because a plan is a plan. It's a good roadmap, but it's really cute to see them and feel, have them feel comfortable about texting me or calling me, and I try to help them as much as I can. And I think these girls will be successful because they are asking the questions and they're not afraid to step up and ask. So that's been actually pretty cool. The last couple of years, I've been mentoring some girls in the same space. And I say girls are just, you know, young girls or young moms, or, you know, they have a passion, they have an idea, just like I did. And people did help me along the way. So it feels really good to mentor back.
Tell us a little bit about year 20 for Golf Teeny. Might we see some 20-related promotions on some of your apparel and your items this year? And maybe even for some of those men's items that are now out there on the market.
Yeah, so this 20th year, we had the anniversary collection, which launched in January. And then we have, we picked names. We name all our collections every year. So we went back to like Vintage Vibes and Cool Girl, Whirlwind, all names that have been kind of related to this 20-year journey. They're sewn inside the Scorps on the women's side. And then we launched men's. We did a soft launch last year called Everyone Knows Someone, which we want to get the men involved in the breast cancer fight because they're a bigger market than the women generally. So we started it that way. And then this next collection that comes out June 15th is called Coast and Toast, which is along the theme of our martinis. And it's nautical and real summery. And we incorporated the men's like second collection with the women's, which was really fun to do and different. So we have some of the same colorways, and it's not like you're going to match, but you can coordinate for, you know, people really excited about that at the show for their, you know, when the husbands and wives plays or women and men and they want to coordinate. So that was kind of fun, you know, with the three boys, they're like, all ideas, let's go, mom. And we just listened to a lot of feedback. We, like, some buyers that had been buying for me for years gave me a lot of feedback on the men's. So we will just keep improving. Like, that's what we did from last year to this year. And that is our goal, is to kind of have them run side by side and have it be, you know, special and giving back on both sides of it. So I'm finishing up 26 right now, so I just did that again with the men, and it's like crazy that people are talking about 27 because I'm not there yet. I'm trying to enjoy the 2025. But yeah, that's kind of how we live in this world, and that's just the time frame that it's always been. So it's like I try to celebrate the moment, but the moment like happened a year ago.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about getting out in front of things. Boy, you're really out in front on the calendar. And speaking of the calendar, on the calendar in only a couple of weeks will be this year's Masters Tournament. And it seems like there's been an Augusta-inspired line in Golf TD. Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, so last year we did a little test, and we didn't have any green in the line. And so we just put out one sport, the Masters edition. It sold like mad. And we're like, okay, did it sell like mad because it was just green and we didn't have green? Or did it sell like mad because people are getting excited about golf season and Masters seems like, you know, the real kickoff and the weather's getting warm everywhere? So this year we put together an entire green collection that you could get anytime, but it was the most popular collection that we've ever had, selling out. I was ordering as fast as I can extra, and then it just got to the point that we couldn't even get any more. So we now will have a Masters collection every year. Fun fact, I was born in Augusta, Georgia, but which is like I only lived there a couple of years, but it's still bizarre that I was born there and now I'm in this golf world. So kind of fun.
I'm sure it is. So let's see here. 2026, the President's Cup is in town. It'll be a patriotic time, a little red, white, and blue for Golf Teeny by next fall with Big Time Golf coming to Chicago.
We're already ahead of that. That's a surprise. So, yes, we have a Firecracker Collection, we're calling it, coming out in July. So that can run through for President's Cup. And we've never really, I've had red, white, and blue, but I haven't done like a separate collection, but we did it for the men's and the women's. So that's a surprise that I just let out of the bag.
Well, you know, golfers on golf, you know, we do love to break stories here in the golf world, you know, some big ones, some smaller ones, but we try to be first at least when we can. And you know what? You know, I'm sure it's always interesting in the apparel industry to keep up with color and color change and what's selling. And, you know, I think I read somewhere that navy blue might be the new black or something like that.
So it is. It has been. But now black's coming back. Because navy has been gravy, as we say at Golfini. And navy is fabulous because it kind of goes with everything. Kind of the way black used to. But if you look at the runways, black and white is back. So another spoiler alert right there. But it's like in a fun way. So keeping it light, but kind of incorporating some of that back in. But navy is like our best, except for this green, which is wild. But the green is like grounded with navy and white. So it's been really fun to just see it blow out of there. And I'm hoping to see people in it everywhere.
Well, recently we saw you in a jacket, I believe. You got to play the model for a day for Golfini. Tell us about the coat line. It's that looked like it was something a little newer for you.
A little different. You could golf in it. We're calling it the traveler jacket. It's navy. So there you go. But with all my travels, like, I want to say that I've already rotted in it. It's like my favorite thing. The whole trek to Vietnam was 38 hours and I was in that jacket. I was in it on the way home, washed it, dried it, put it on to go to California, washed it, dried it, put it on to go to Florida. Like, I'm kind of obsessed with it. I need to make more colors because I've been wearing it to death. It's just like, it doesn't wrinkle. It's like the perfect weight for airport temperature, plane temperatures. So I've just, you know, it's just been launched. So the, like, so far so good, but it's just really, really new and just a little bit different of a piece. And, you know, we're doing, you know, our traditional golf, staying in our lane. And then we're going out on some branches and just looking at what we need for every day, kind of how we started, what we were looking for. And now I have the resources and the time to, you know, dig into some of that athleisure or just what my lady's doing. You know, she's playing tennis, she's playing pickle, she's traveling, hiking, she's doing all these things. So we're trying to show her some different options of what she can do besides golf.
Well,
a lot of it just translates.
Well, you know what, and maybe you've covered some of this already, but if Golfini fans are heading to their favorite club or wherever they find Golfini apparel as they start to gear up for golf season up here in the Chicago area, what might they find in their pro shop that they didn't see last summer?
Well, men, so that could be fun. But in terms of what's new, we tested one dress last year, and it did great. So we have four new dresses, and that's kind of how we do it. We'll do a test and see if, like, just this jacket. So next year there could be more colors or more options. So we had really fun, a lot of fun designing the dresses, just because it's people have asked for them. The other thing that's brand new to Golfini, and I internally call it the Never Say Never shirt. From the beginning of time until this year, I only made solid tops. And I made a printed and patterned top this year, too. And I have two more coming in the summer. And they've been an absolute huge hit because I started and I had all patterned bottoms, but now I have solid bottoms. And we kind of just looked at the market and a lot of people make, you know, patterned tops and they were wearing other people's tops with our solid bottoms. So we're like, okay, let's get in that game. So that's actually, I just wore it in Florida. And I came in second gross with my team, FYI, wearing that pattern shirt because I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. I said never. And we looked great and we got a lot of compliments and we played well. So I'm kind of a believer and I was a naysayer and I designed it. But that'll be posted shortly. I'm just catching up. But it was fun, and we looked good, and people were buying them based on our outfits. We always match when we play. So that you'll see that's new for sure.
Well, one thing I did see recently was Susan Hess TV star. I finally got to watch the video clip of you appearing on the Golf Channel during the show. What was that like? And is that just another one of the signs that shows how far Golftini has come under your leadership, that the Golf Channel is picking you up at your booth and dragging you to their TV stage in the middle of the merchandise show?
And that was really exciting, nerve-wracking, fun. You know, I felt like a movie star for a minute. And I had no idea what they were going to ask me. And, you know, I just knew they were going to talk about my 20 years. And so, and it was live. So, you know, it was really fun. My kids, like, had walked over with me, and they're standing there, and I couldn't even look at them because I thought I might just laugh or something. I'm not even sure. But that was just really fun. And, you know, I had some people come by the next day and, like, that had never met me and said, oh, I saw you on the Golf Channel. And I had people from, you know, all over the country saying I was, like, in my office or I was in the gym or I was at the simulator and your face popped up and you're, like, live on TV. And I was like, oh, my God, that was not TV, the Golf Channel. But it was really, really fun and kind of a highlight of the show. It felt special to be up there with all those other people that were on.
Well, Susan, one last thing for you today. Is there anything else you want people to know about Golftini and what lies ahead?
Stay tuned for what lies ahead, because like I said, I'm carving out more time to do the things that I really like to do. So the design is, I'm excited about more drops throughout the year to keep it really fresh. And, you know, we continue our, you know, proud moment is that we give back 1% of every sale, wholesale and retail, to breast cancer awareness and research. And people reach out to us, and we do as much as we can for them in terms of supporting breast cancer awareness. And I do my, you know, testimonial like every month, not just in October talking about it, but as I've said before, and I think you know, that the little martini is always light pink and representation of cancer awareness and my mom. And so that is, that's really special to me to be able to give back. So we continue to do more and more of that. And, you know, a little drop in October as well, but that really feels great to do that. And so we do as much as we can.
Well, Susan Hess, GolftiniWear.com. Thanks for joining us here for another edition of Golfers on Golf. And Susan, we hope to see you on the golf course with your clubs this summer.
I'm trying. That's my goal. Got a lot of goals.